I'm here with Bryce from Prost Brewery. Prost is one of my favorite breweries in Denver. What they are is a traditional German lager brewery that only really produces lagers. So Bryce, what do you find important and what do you think makes a great lager?
Well, to actually lager it, to actually put it in a lager tank after you ferment it, and to use the actual lager yeast and the, you know, hit the right temperatures and it hit the process where you're actually going to let it 4 to 6 weeks lager.
Linda, you didn't come up, I just found it.
A lot of people are using, and it's not wrong, it can work, but a unit, they're going to do it in a fermenter. So they're going to call it a lager, but they're going to just crash it, dump the yeast, and let it sit in a fermenter for 4 to 6 weeks. Which just, you know, it's not, the whole point about lagering is that surface area when you get in that sideways tank. So, I don't know, to sum it up, just proper old world techniques.
So you lager in a vat that has more surface area than traditional fermenter?
A lagering tank is its own thing. And that's in a sense a fermenter on its side, horizontal. The lager means to store. And so when you take it horizontal, it's not gonna fill the whole tank up, you know, but so the surface area and that tension on the yeast and the pressure is gonna be less, so it's gonna drop out. You know, more so. But also what happens is when you go back to that cold temperature and you let it actually sit long enough, the yeast wants to go back and eat byproducts. And ethanol, though, that's pure alcohol, is toxic to yeast. So it's going to go back and eat all your off flavors. So if you let it do its thing, you know, for as long as it should, you're going to end up with a cleaner, more pure alcohol, which is gonna, in the morning you're gonna feel better.
Yeah. So what do you think, I guess, makes a lager? Like, is there a specific flavor? Like, what do you think is that special?
That's what's funny, is a lot of people think a lager is a process.
Right.
It's not a type of beer. You can lager a dark lager, or a Pils, or a Helles. You know, so there's a wide variety there, but it's just actually doing it right, which sounds so basic, but just committing to the time that it takes to do it. You know what I mean?
What about things like decoction, mashing, or water treatments? Do you do any of those?
We do all that. And so, I mean, I couldn't say we're as... The Germans are really into the water treatment, and we have a really nice water filter. But all the decoction and all that, we have a whole water tun for that. So, like, our brew day is like a 10-hour brew day. A lot of people that are brewing an ale is like a 4 to 5 hour, you know what I mean? So it's just that, and that's because we're on old technology, you know, but it's proven fat, you know, it's tried and true.
So a lot of people recently have started coming out about low oxygen brewing being what gives the German beer its flavor. This beer tastes very German to me. Do you guys do everything you can to utilize low oxygen on the hot side?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, it sounds funny, but I know we definitely oxygenate as we're cooling in, so...
But, like, when you're mashing, you don't do things to minimize oxygen in the mash.
I'm sure we wish we could, but I don't think we could at our... You know, our brew house is built in 63, so it's... Yeah, it's...
I think this beer tastes pretty German. Do you?
Yeah, totally. Definitely.
So I'll leave you on one last question here. What do you think is the biggest mistake you see in brewing today?
Playing into the hype. Playing into, and I get it because it sells and you need to make a business, you know what I mean? But so many double, triple, IP, you know, so many hiding your flaws behind these, you know, over hoppy. I'm not hating on IPAs, I don't know, but I guess the biggest flaw would just be not taking the time to produce, you know, the proper quality and trying to rush the production.
So you think focus on process, let the ingredients do the talking?
Yeah, not so much cutting costs, at least in the ingredients for sure, you know what I mean, or anywhere, but the Einreich, the purity law, it's hard to follow because it's water, hops, but, you know, but that's where it's hard to follow. We're not using corn, we're not using sugar, we're not going to use any additives, which is a GMO kind of thing, but in old world, before GMOs were a thing, you know, it's just to take the time to do it right.
Well, that's awesome, man. I love your beer. I go to Prost all the time, and thank you for taking the time to interview.
Yeah, thank you.